Corey, can you update us on what we know about the toxicity of bevacizumab and lung cancer? We had the initial data that was presented last year, and there was some updates, and what your thoughts are about how bevacizumab is going to play out in the adjuvant setting in lung cancer from a safety point of view.
If you remember ECOG 4599, the trial that Vince alluded to, showed a 2-month improvement in median survival, about a 6-8% improvement in 1- and 2-year survival. It also showed more toxicity, particularly hemorrhage. There were 15 treatment-related deaths, not all from hemorrhage, some from neutropenic fever, other causes, in the bevacizumab arm compared to maybe 2 treatment-related deaths in the control group. So even though we eliminated squamous histology, which in the randomized phase 2 was the group where we had seen a much higher percentage of hemorrhage, we also eliminated patients with brain metastasis, ongoing thromboembolic phenomena or anticoagulation, antecedent hemoptysis, and ECOG 4599, we still saw a heightened treatment-related death rate.